Good evening, everyone. For the record, my name is Ray Burton. It's been my honor to serve on the New Hampshire Executive Council now in my 36th year. And the map of this state of New Hampshire is quite simple. You just make one fold at the bottom of the map, and that's where you find the 108 towns, four cities spread across the northern seven counties of the state of New Hampshire.
My job is in the executive branch of New Hampshire state government. The governor and council employ 352 commissioners and directors to administer whatever is sent to us in state law and state budget.
My job as a member of the five-member council will be when Governor Lynch has a desire to call for a vote, will be to yes or no. And I'm very proud in now 34 years, and I've only missed one meeting in 34 years, and I have never missed a vote. It's either been yes or no. I've never abstained or left the room, and I've lived with whatever my votes have been over those first 34 years.
He talked about his passion for service when we caught up with him in 2010 at the Lancaster Fair.
You run into people at the Lancaster Fair or other points, you know, that have concerns and issues, some of them very serious these days, but I respond as best I can, name, address, phone number, and email. I process every request for information, relief, and assistance that I have that comes my way.
I welcome constructive criticism on the executive branch of state government.
And I just think the thing that's really neat is in the middle of all of these, you know, these important issues, Ray Burton is at some woman's 100th birthday in Whitefield or something. I mean, it's like, that's right. Yeah. He just doesn't send his best wishes. He physically is there, and he, as I say, you usually can hear him arriving because he's driving one of his tanks, you know, coming up to the front door. But, you know, well, incredible guy.
So I'm carrying out my constitutional duties, and I would request both of you to get a copy of the Constitution and read it.
This is the process unfolding as it should. The lawmaking branch has spoken, they passed a law, and now we, the executive branch, are dealing with it, trying to administer it, and there are several steps before it goes onto the street, so to speak.
I don't think there's ever enough that we can do for Ray Burton for all that he's done for us.
It's, again, it's that personal level. I've had people, you know, people who have, I don't know, an issue with their land or an issue with the town or something. And they, as I say, they come to the papers usually second after talking to Ray, but they've gotten a response. I've never heard anyone say, as I have with other politicians, you know, I wrote a letter, they haven't answered it. I don't know, you know, I've waited and waited and they still haven't answered it, you know. Or I got a form letter or something, but Ray would usually give a phone call. He'd have a letter. I mean, he remembered everything.
One thing you got to say about Ray is constituent service. He was everywhere. If there were three people standing together, Ray would show up. We know that. With a camera to get a picture.
He's more than just an event politician.
Ray Burton is the heart and the soul of New Hampshire. And we wouldn't be where we are today, especially in transportation for the North Country and infrastructure for the North Country, if it wasn't for Ray Burton.
In the state of New Hampshire, or I guess everywhere, you know, something goes wrong with a community. Often the very first place they call is a newspaper. You know, you should do a story on this. Well, here in the North Country, we're second. Ray Burton is number one. Whenever anything is an issue, his home number, his Concord number are right there, and people call, you know, directly to him, and that's been the beauty of Ray Burton all these years.
The last thing we want to do in state government is drive business out of New Hampshire. We want to invite and welcome people and their businesses into New Hampshire, one job at a time.
I swear that there's like four Ray Burtons. One person couldn't continually be in all the places he's been at.
Thank you again for coming to Council District Number 1, and a reminder that there is a southern part of New Hampshire under New Hampshire law and constitution. Thank you. Wood is good, but I hope the people continue to speak. And thanks to
people like Bulldog, they are speaking. We are speaking. As I stated before, in December 27, 2010, it's time for this project, Public Service Company, Hydro-Québec, to fold the tent and go home and leave us alone.